Well, it's that time again that we get a chance to talk about how good God is in the midst of all that's going on. And so with that in mind, Father, we thank you so much for this privilege to be able to, via the technology of radio, we thank you that we have the opportunity to tell somebody about who you are and how loving and kind you are to mankind. We thank you for it. And Father, I thank you for taking care of me all this past weekend as we moved in and out of airplane after airplane, place after place. But you've kept us, and I thank you so much for it. Bless us now, and bless your word in me, that it'll come out rich to those who will hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Melvin, we thank you so much for the privilege of being on your show, The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ, 100.9 FM, here in the Antelope Valley. And Mr. Melvin is bringing it to you, and we thank you so very much for it. I've had a lot of things going on this weekend past, in that it had to do with acknowledging Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and his legacy. And one of the things that we did this past weekend is that we had the Antelope Valley High School and the Highland High School to come together and put on a drama, and it was called Hidden Figures. And it had to do with these ladies, and I assume that many people have seen that movie where these black ladies who were geniuses in their own right, but never allowed really to be seen and heard of, but they kept on, they never stopped doing what they had to do. And so today, our subject is singing in the rain. Not sunshine, but singing in the rain. And what that really means is that no matter what goes down, no matter how things go, you got to keep on singing your song. Because if you fail to sing your song, Satan will sing another song, causing you to be not able to do the things that God has called you to do. Back to these ladies that were not known, nobody heard of them except them running back and forth to the bathroom to try to come up with numbers. And finally, they had to bring them in to be able to figure out what was going on, where the space shuttle would land and all of that, and they were able to do it. But they never stopped. And one of the ladies said to her man friend that, I can't quit here. I got to keep on going. And I think he made some implications about being a woman engineer and all of that. And that was, of course, back young. But she says, I got to keep going. So singing in the rain to me means a lot. And the reason why it means a lot to me is because I've been somewhere. In a few, couple of months, 85 years old, so I go back to the times of the plantation in Bahia, Mississippi, and we give praise to God for having brought us through that. So I'd like to read a scripture to you that we're going to use for our theme today, and this had to do with the children of Israel on their way as they were taken into captivity. So listen to this. And this is Psalms 137. And we're going to look at the first four verses. And it says something like this. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. In other words, remember their hometown. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us myrrh, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. In other words, you all disturbed now, but let me hear you sing now, like you did at home, if you think that's all right. So look at verse 4. How and the answer come back from the children of Israel being carried away. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And I don't know about you, but I've been many a time in a place where I just, it looks like all of the energy that I had was zapped out of me, and I just couldn't find the strength even to muster out a verbal prayer. It just didn't work for me, because I just felt like, looked like the friends, even my sisters and brothers, never really, in many cases, did not understand what I was going through. But somehow, the Spirit of God would always rise up in me and cause me to sing anyway. And I can remember some of the old songs that the old people used to sing, and I still sing them today. And one of those would be, the Lord will make a way somehow. And when I somehow began to sing that song, it would lift my spirit to where I could be able to move on to the next issue. Well, the children of Israel were on their way into exile. And when they stopped to have a moment's rest on their way into exile, they became so distraught that they sat down there in the wilderness. And they sat down and just looked back in their minds and tried to remember what it was like when they were at home. And I don't know if you've done this or not, but I was drafted into the Korean War. Many a times out in the field wondering whether we would even get back to our barracks or not, or to the places that we were stacked out to live. But somehow God would keep my mind on what Mama used to tell me, son, don't make no difference how bad it looked. God ain't going to leave you by yourself. But the children of Israel sat down. And when they sat down, they brought their harps and all the stuff with them. But they took the harps and hung them on the willow and said, we ain't singing no more. Oh my God. I can imagine in my spirit how they must have felt being marched off and driven to another country without any hopes of ever coming back. And many of them died before they ever got back. And we recognize that those who went, none of them, as I understand, ever made it back to Zion. But they said, sing us one of your songs. Don't try to pull no stuff on us. This is the guys that were in charge. The captain told them to sing a song of Zion. And they said, we cannot sing. We're in a strange land now. We cannot sing our songs in a strange land. So, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, if you haven't met it, you will meet a rainy day. You will meet a time to when you just don't know whether to go left, go right, go forward, back up, or just lay down. it can get rough for you. But if you can just remember, no matter how tough it gets, no matter what people say about you, God still has your back. So you just need to keep on singing the songs of Zion. And it said, I heard, and I agree with it, that says this, that a Christian, the Christian life, is always in one of three positions: in a storm, coming out of a storm, or on your way back in the storm. If you're in a storm, you're probably in a pretty good place because you know some sunshine is coming from somewhere, so you can come out of a storm. But if you're standing in the sunshine, just remember that the storm is coming. Well, I'm glad today that I have gone through many storms. And I recognize that if I keep on living, and I believe God is going to keep me here a little while longer, that I will continue to see that I will go through other storms. But I will remain steady, with a steady beat, that I will continue to sing my song. And that is the songs that I've been taught from way back. Another song that they used to sing when I was growing up, and that is, Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. And it says, as the song goes, sometime when you sing that song, even when you're in pain, you forget about the pain. I have heard of her, and you probably have too, an opera singer by the name of Marian Anderson. And it was said that the Red Hatters, that was a group of, I'm understanding as white ladies, who disallowed her to sing in Carnegie Hall. Some kind of way they kept out. But in 1939, Eleanor Roosevelt heard about her, and she came and got Marion and said, we want you to sing at the inauguration for Lyndon B. Johnson. And there were some 75,000 people out there to hear it. And it says when Marion raised her voice that cannot be denied by anyone, the whole mall caught afire by those who heard the beautiful voice of Marian Anderson. So I'm saying to you, keep on singing. Don't let nobody tell you you can't keep going. Let me take you to another scripture that I believe that will bless your heart. And that's over in John chapter 14. This particular scripture was written when the Lord Jesus got ready to get his disciples ready for his departure. And if you look at John chapter 14, here's what he says. And I think all of you know this song or this particular scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I hear him saying, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it was not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In other words, the Lord is telling his disciples, I want you to keep on singing, because I have something on the line for you. I have another place for you. I have a place that in my Father's house that you can be with me throughout eternity. So I'm encouraging you to keep on singing. So ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't forget this. You're always in one of three positions: in a storm, coming out of a storm, or going back in to another storm. God is good, and it makes no difference how sad the situation is. God still loves you. This weekend, just a few days ago, several of us black pastors met in Washington, D.C., and that was, in fact, that was last Tuesday, this past Tuesday. We met at the Vice President Pence office, and the purpose was to get some finance and get his blessings on a program that's been put together for reducing crime in the street and gang violence and all of that. Well, we had gone into how we were going to do that. And so what I'm about to tell you now is that we need to listen closely to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So we get into Vice President Pence's office, and as we begin to speak, he made a statement. He, the Vice President, went on to talk about his relationship with God through Christ. And the minute he said that, I came in with a stray bullet. Instead of talking about the money, I mentioned to him this. Mr. Vice President, I want you to know this, that the White House is to set the stage for all of America. And if you put your hands on this and trust God with it, now, that was not exactly what my speech was supposed to be about, but I couldn't help myself. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to let him know that his business is to trust God and do what is right. Thanks be to God, though, when he got ready to leave, he looked over at me and shook my hand and says, I covet your prayers, Bishop. Continue to pray for me. And I was thankful for that. But I do want to say to you, no matter how dark the days get, no matter what it looks like, no matter who goes with you, no matter who turns against you, keep on singing the song, because sunshine is on his way. Well, I'm glad that I had the opportunity today to speak to you and tell you there's a lot of temptations out there. But I want you to know that God is able to keep you. There's a lot of stormy places out there, but I'm coming to let you know that God is able to keep you. There's a lot of people who, because you want to do that which is good, will come against you. But I come to let you know that God is able to keep you. That sometime even family members, Jesus said even family members will bring you up to be prosecuted because of him. So I encourage you, no matter how it looks and no matter what it looks like, continue to sing your song, even in the storm and in the rain. Can I bless you right now? I want to pray with you, and I want you to know that God loves you. Don't forget to trust him. Just as the children of Israel, they felt really bad going out of home. Didn't know whether they were going to get back or when they were going to get back. But they refused to sing in a strange land. But the Lord is looking for us to sing, even in a strange land. God, we thank you. God, we pray. And we ask you to bless our mind to have a steady beat that make no difference what it looks like, what it feels like, and who says no. Give us the power to stand tall. And let the whole world know that we're going to sing a song no matter what. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we would love to invite you, and we are inviting you to come to Livingstone. We're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. And our worship service on Sunday morning starts at 10 o'clock. Our pastor is Pastor Rodney Rivers, a great preacher. And we ask you to take a moment. If you don't have a church, we're not interested in getting you out of your church. But we are interested in inviting people who are not in a church to come and visit with us. That's on Sunday morning. Sunday night, or rather Wednesday night, at 6 p.m., our pastor leads a time of praying. At 7 p.m., we have Bible study. So we'd love to see you on Sunday morning at 10, Wednesday night at 6, Wednesday night at 7. God bless you. Lord keep you.